What has 40 feet and sings?
I don't know what.
A school choir.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Hello, 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 how are you? I'm fine, I'm fine, I hope that you are too. Hello, 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 how are you? I'm fine, I'm fine, I hope that you are too. Hello, 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 how are you? I'm fine, I'm fine, I hope that you are too.
Well, hello, girls and boys, how are you?
Fine!
Well, I'm glad that you are fine because we're going to sing a lot of different kinds of songs today. We're going to make many different kinds of rhythms and learn a lot of rhymes.
That's Ella Jenkins, and she's right. That's what we're going to do today on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and on our show today, we are going to spend the hour honoring and celebrating the first lady of children's music, Ella Jenkins. She died at the age of 100 years old in her hometown of Chicago on November 9th, 2024. You certainly have heard Ella Jenkins on the Children's Hour, but you might also have seen her on Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I remember when I was about 5 years old, we used to have recess, and in our schoolyard, some of the 6th and 7th, 8th graders were doing some pretty fancy rhythms. I forgot sometimes where my head was or my shoulders were, but we did something like this. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Try it with me. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, head and shoulders, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Now let's sing it. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3. Head and shoulders, head and shoulders, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2. Knees and ankles, baby, one, two, three. And the way we used to end it was like this. That's all, baby, 1, 2, 3. That's all, baby, 1, 2, 3. That's all, that's all, that's all, baby, 1, 2, 3.
And that is all. It's time for us to get to the school to do our work with the children.
Okay, fine. Good seeing you again.
Where are you going now?
We're going over to one of the schools and the neighborhood schools and share some of these rhythms with them.
Oh, so you teach in the schools too. Oh, thanks for coming.
Good seeing you again.
It's always great to be with you, Ella.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Today on the Children's Hour, we're going to explore the extraordinary life of Ella Jenkins. We'll learn from the people who knew her, loved her, and who are carrying on her legacy in their own lives. We'll also hear from Ella herself, taken from her recordings and from her documentary. I grew up learning with Ella Jenkins, and maybe you did too. Sing along with us today on the Children's Hour. You can follow our playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode, Ella Jenkins.
Did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Oh, what did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you milk her like you should?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how did you milk her?
Swish, swish, swish.
How did you milk her?
Swish, swish, swish.
Did my cow get sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she covered with tick?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did she die? How did she die? Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did it come?
Flop, flop, flop.
How did it come?
Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about the extraordinary life of Ella Jenkins. She's the first lady of children's music. Ella Jenkins was born in St. Louis, Missouri on August 6, 1924, but her family moved to Chicago and she grew up on the south side of that city. Music was an incredibly important part of Ella's life.
People used to sing a lot more than they do today. And I remember when sometimes families got together around pianos or around a guitar, and some people would sit on the floor, and people got together and did more singing than they do now. And if you had a piano in your home, you could really do a lot of things around that.
Ella Jenkins played many instruments, but there was one that was her favorite.
I had an uncle that was a man that my mother's sister was married to, and his name is Floyd Johnson, and we call him Uncle Flood, you know. And he came from Little Rock, you know, in Arkansas. After he worked and whatnot, then he had his dinner, he would settle down into one of the rooms and play his harmonica. But I just listened. I didn't have any formal lessons, but I used to listen to him play, because he played just about every day or either every night, you know. On the harmonica, it was only a matter of just hearing what the sounds that I heard. I tried to imitate, and then pretty soon I kind of created some of my own things too.
When people ask me who I am, I tell them this. My mother was from Mississippi, and my father was from Alabama. I tell them this. My brother was born in St. Louis, and so was I. We both liked school, and my mother's apple pie. My Uncle Flood from Louisiana played the harmonica blues, and my Aunt Willie Mae bought me a pair of Buster Brown shoes. I grew up in Chicago, in a Southside neighborhood, and I visited my neighbors whenever I could. I graduated from high school and from college too. Then I soon found out there were many things I could do. Now I'm a singer of folk songs, and I enjoy it a lot, but I had to work hard for all that I've got.
Waiting in the water, waiting in the water, waiting in the water, waiting in the water, children, waiting in the water. Cars are gonna trouble these waters, waiting in the water.
Trouble these waters.
Looks like a band of the Israelites.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters. Waiting in the water. Waiting in the water, children. Waiting in the water. Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
See that band all dressed in red.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters.
It looks like a band that Moses led.
Gods are gonna trouble these waters. Waiting in the water. Waiting.
my Lord, deliver Daniel.
Daniel, Daniel.
Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every wee man? Now did my Lord deliver Daniel?
Daniel,
well,
Daniel.
Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? A man went down to the river. A man went down to the river, Lord. A man went down to the river. He went down there for to pray. A man went down to the river. A man went down to the river, Lord. A man went down to the river to wash his sins all away. He washed all day, he washed all night. He washed till his hands were sore. He washed all day, he washed all night, till he couldn't wash him no more. Hey, a man went down to the river. A man went down to the river, Lord. A man went down to the river. He went down there for to pray. A man went down to the river. Man went down to the river, Lord. A man went down to the river to wash his sins all away.
Waiting in the Water is Ella Jenkins right here on the Children's Hour, where we're paying tribute to the first lady of children's music, Ella Jenkins, who passed away on November 9th, 2024 at the age of 100. Kids everywhere learn about culture and different languages through the rhythms and rhymes and songs of people from around the world through Ella Jenkins' recordings. She was a believer in tapping into your own cultural traditions to sing and find your inspiration, but also in learning from others.
Jumbo,
Jumbo,
Jumbo Sana, Jumbo,
Jumbo Sana, Jumbo.
Hello,
hello,
hello everybody. Hello,
hello everybody, hello.
Hello,
hello,
hello children, hello.
Hello children, hello.
The Swahili word for children is watoto. Let's hear you pronounce that.
Watoto.
Jumbo,
jumbo,
jumbo watoto, jumbo. Friends, hello.
Hello, my good friends, hello.
Jumbo,
jumbo,
jumbo sana, jumbo.
Jumbo sana, jumbo.
Jumbo,
jumbo,
jumbo sana, jumbo.
Jumbo sana, jumbo.
And keep that going.
Jumbo sana, jumbo.
We're learning about Ella Jenkins today on the Children's Hour, And after she graduated high school and worked for a while in the Wrigley's Gum Factory, she got her associate's degree from Wilson Junior College at home in Chicago. And then she went to San Francisco State College, graduating in 1951 with a degree in sociology. Upon returning home to Chicago, she became the program director for teenagers with the YWCA, and it was there that she found her calling.
When I was out at working at a camp, you know, a camp for girls and boys, and then we used to have a lot of folk singing there, and I had a lot of camp songs and what to share with the children. And sometimes the children who came there taught us songs too. So there were one or two camp songs that I learned from other people, and then pretty soon I started making up some songs myself. But becoming a camp song leader, that was always something, because they figured that you should really have the children singing as well, you know, as playing around and other things. So I became very much interested in music, and next thing I knew, I was singing more songs and listening more. And then sometimes I'd just make up little tunes, and some of the tunes that I made up, people said, "Oh, I want to learn that song." Okay, so I had a little following. Someone's singing.
Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya.
Let's all sing the last two verses.
Someone's dreaming, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's dreaming, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's dreaming, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya.
Someone's laughing.
Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya.
And the last, here we go.
Come by here, Lord, come by here, come by here, Lord, come by here, come by here, Lord, come by here, oh Lord, come by here.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.